Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
There was a time when everybody seemed to be afraid of cooking eggplant. Now, rumors are rampant about bitterness and annoying seeds and the difficulty of cooking it well. As it turns out, that's a bit of an exaggeration. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm going to count on you to set us straight on eggplant.
Yeah, it's hard to cook. It's not a simple thing. Mostly because it really acts like a big sponge. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, like, let's say you just want to pan fry something. You throw some oil in the pan and you fry it up and it's perfect. But the problem is when you're trying to do eggplant, every time you put some eggplant in, you almost realize there's no more oil left.
That's right.
Because they just soak it right up. So it's a challenge. But I think there's like three methods of cooking eggplant that don't require even any oil whatsoever.
Oh, good.
Or very small parts. So just quickly about some real easy techniques to cook them. And the dish I always think about that people, I think, love to make is eggplant parmesan.
Yeah.
And, you know, traditionally you'd like slice the eggplant, and then, you know, people do this whole salting thing to kind of remove some moisture, remove some bitterness. I've completely given up on that. I don't think it's necessary at all, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It only makes them more of a sponge when you pull out any of their moisture. But, you know, traditionally you'd bread it and fry it. But these days, all you need to do is sort of put it in some egg, roll it in some seasoned breadcrumbs. Like when I'm making eggplant parm, mm-hmm. I always have Parmesan cheese in my breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. oregano, cayenne pepper, those types of things. And then you can either do one of two things. Lay them out on a sheet tray, drizzle them with some oil, and bake them at high temperature, like 400.
Uh-huh.
And you will get really beautiful, crispy slices of eggplant. Or, I'm never a big fan of this thing, except for this situation where you can use an air fryer. Which you can put these slices in the air fryer and crisp them up in the air fryer, and they are perfect for making eggplant parm.
How about that?
There's another great dish. It's called charred eggplant dip. Mm-hmm. It's Moroccan. And cooking the eggplant for this, you basically slice them and use a very hot cast iron pan with nothing in it. You mm-hmm. literally just place these slices of eggplant in a dry, hot cast iron pan and gently char each side of them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about cooking them through, because you're going to be throwing them in a bowl, and the residual heat, the leftover heat, will continue to allow them cook while they're all stacked up and hot in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so, believe it or not, when you get back, when you're done, you have a beautiful, soft, really lovely smoky flavor to this eggplant that you can then just, in a food processor, throw in some yogurt and spices and make an incredible eggplant dip.
Oh, that sounds great.
And then the last thing that is an amazing way to cook eggplant is roasting them whole.
Never thought of it.
Oh, just put them in an oven, 325, till they're pork tender. And, you know, they will collapse. They will come out looking like a deflated balloon. But all you need to do is cut them in half and with a spoon scoop out the flesh, which is now perfectly cooked and delicious.
You know, Jerry, when I buy eggplant, I always look for the one that's the male, which has a pointier end.
Yeah. Sure.
They tend to be much less bitter and much very, very small seeds. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's another tip we can throw in there. Some people, some fresh ideas to have a new approach to eggplant.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful vegetable, and all the different sizes and colors and
shapes.
Yeah,
they're all out there.
Just amazing. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.